This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. From now until Thursday, prospective undergraduate students can apply to any of Colorado's colleges and universities for free. The state's annual free application initiative has expanded from 1 day to 3 days for the first time. Last year, over 56,000 applications were submitted during the free window, saving applicants more than $2.3 million. The initiative aims to increase Colorado's college enrollment rate, which is far behind the national average and the state's goals. The number of Coloradans battling COVID-19 in the state's hospitals remains high. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Coronavirus hospitalizations rose again Monday. They're now up to 1,021. That's the highest figure since December 30th and up nearly 200 since a month ago. It's nearly four times the number of COVID-19 patients in the hospital than at the end of June, but it's still well below the peak of the pandemic in December. A more promising trend, the number of new cases is slowing down. The seven-day average is down to 1,800 new daily cases, a drop of more than 350 from a week ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Highway 82 over Independence Pass is closed today after snow fell across the area last night. CDOT says the closure will run through tomorrow. Today's weather closure is not the seasonal shutdown that will last through the winter. That typically happens in November. This is CPR News. The Daily begins this hour, and after that, starting at 4, it's All Things Considered. And when All Things Considered does get started, we'll get a preview of the NBA season, which starts